You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design.
These extremely durable, noise-reducing earbuds are optimal for music and talking on the go. Tweaked Audio offers these earbuds in a variety of 7 different styles and colors to suit anyone from bikers to businessmen.
You can also choose between mics for talking on your cell or non-mic for a great music experience. Tweaked Audio earbuds are compatible with all MP3 players, all Apple, and all Android devices.
Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Riotcast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited-time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price.
That's 1/3 off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing the promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping.
Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty.
Go check out our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio sounds better.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 and join in on the conversation, or you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure to check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and don't forget to download the Riotcast app and check out all the other awesome shows.
Yep.
What's up? And I'll be doing the outro.
Unless you smoke during a break.
Unless I become mentally retarded from weed. Which I don't see happening tonight.
Week 2 on Ustream.
How's it going?
It's good from here.
How do I look?
Better than us.
She sounds as normal.
I have texture. Texture in the voice.
Yeah, you have texture.
Texture, semen.
No semen. I actually am not feeling very well. I think this sickness is coming back around.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Jesus the mental Christ. Sickness or?
Fluish.
Fluish?
Fluish.
That's not good.
The mental sickness never leaves her, Chris. It's always going to be with her.
It's called imagination. That's sexy. What? So, what's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. Chilling.
Another rainy night.
It
another
is.
Another miserable night.
It rains often on Thursdays.
Yes.
And it used to rain often on Tuesdays.
Not as much as it's been on Thursdays.
It's like every week almost it's raining, I feel.
It's a sign.
What does that mean?
Pack it up.
Let's why pack would it up. Why would it rain me? Pack it up.
Because it's miserable. You know it's a sign when we get hit by lightning, like the house gets hit
yeah,
by lightning.
That
everything
happens.
Fries.
It's like, all right.
That's the sign on waiting.
Let's reevaluate
it's happened
our
before
lives.
When we used to do it from my house.
Yeah.
Remember that night it just everything cracked out?
Yep.
I think we just shut down that side of the house electric wise. Everything, like, blacked out.
I think it was a one listener revolting against us.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Was I not here yet?
You may have been. No, you started.
You were probably at a concert.
Shut up.
That's probably why the power went out. The concert took all the juice.
Huh?
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 Jeff says you look great, Missy.
Thank you, Jeff.
There you go.
I don't like my hair in a ponytail, but I had no choice. It's raining. And it got discombobulated throughout the day today.
What does that do exactly?
What?
Why do women do that? You're not the only one. So women.
Oh, well, most women, it's because their hair gets frizzy from the dampness.
Okay.
With me, it's just, it kept getting wet and annoying all day, so I just pulled it up because it kept getting in my way.
Gotcha.
And then I kept putting my hoodie on, and when I put my hood up, if I have my hair, it just comes out of it. So if I put it in a ponytail, it sits all nice.
Gotcha.
I was waiting for a I don't give a fuck soundbite or something.
Chris?
Nothing happened, and I was like, ooh, they care.
No, we don't. My computer's not on.
Oh.
Still waiting for it.
There you had it.
You hear all that drama out there?
Oh, shit, I do hear it now.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on? Hmm. There's accidents all over New Jersey right now, by the way. Like, everywhere. It's great.
I'm not surprised.
Nobody knows how to fucking drive in the rain around here. They don't. Or Philly. It's worse than Philly.
Oh, yeah.
So, Philly drivers are 10 times worse drivers than New Jersey
drivers.
Not worse
than Delaware drivers.
Yeah, they're saying that.
They're the perfect example. You ready for this? So, Friday night, I was heading down to Delaware, going to see my girlfriend. And I was passing through the last toll before the Delaware Memorial Bridge. And it was the Easy Pass Express Lane. So it's a two-lane toll, but it merges into one.
Right?
No, it's at the end. It's all the way to the left. And it merges into one, which becomes the left lane on the turnpike, the Jersey Turnpike. Well, there were two guys in front of me. They were each on motorcycles. Well, the one guy was reaching for his Easy Pass, and he dropped it in between, like, I don't know, I guess, like, parts of the bike got stuck. He fucking lost control, smashed into the fucking guardrail, and then fell off his bike and rolled in front of me.
Oh.
I was this close, like literally, like real close to running him over. So I pulled aside, like I hit the brakes, I put the emergency brake on, skidded like right up to him, and then I see this tractor trailer in the rearview mirror barreling down like behind me. He was gonna run him over, so I pulled out in front of the tractor trailer. That was like the first reaction I had because I didn't want to see. I didn't want to actually see someone get crushed by
my hero.
So this guy veered off the tractor trailer, veered off and hit the right guardrail. He sideswiped it, but it was real minor. And then he fucking, you know, he was like, "What the?" Like he didn't realize till after it happened.
The dude was in the middle.
Right. So now cars are whizzing by. They're trying to squeak through this little space I left them on the right hand side of that two way lane. And me and the other biker are trying to pull his friend back to the shoulder, and the left shoulder is like 3 feet.
Holy shit.
Like half my car sticking out of the left shoulder once I parked it there. It was fucking scary. He had a hole right here in like the inside of his elbow.
From like
you could see right through
to,
you could see right through to the bone. It wasn't even bleeding out. That was the crazy part. It wasn't even bleeding out. And his friend was paranoid. He's like, he's not bleeding out. Is that bad? I was like, dude, you should be thankful.
Yeah, that's good.
He's not bleeding out, you know? But then his hand was like all cut up.
Damn.
And it was like blood and pus just oozing out of his hand. It was nasty.
Bobby, you saved his life.
That's what he said. He called me an angel.
No, he didn't.
Later on that night.
Oh, really?
Well, what happened was is... What happened was is Chris got electrocuted. The cops came. I had to call the cops because this guy's phone was smashed after the crash. And the other dude's phone had already died. The battery died. Like, they were coming from Brooklyn, and they were heading down to Baltimore. And I called the ambulance. And then the cops came, the fire department. Everybody fucking came. And I was like, Jesus. So they took the kid to Christiana Hospital in Delaware. And the officer was like, well, you can't leave both bikes. You can't leave the bikes on the side of the road because the law is you're not allowed to leave any cars or vehicles. It has to be towed immediately.
Okay.
So believe it or not, the guy's bike that got crashed up was able to be ridden.
Oh, cool.
So he said, he was like, we'll go off the next exit, park it, and we'll come back. And the cop was going to wait by his bike till we came back. So we drove to, there was a Hilton. He parked in the parking lot. We drove back to his bike. He asked me if I can hold on to like the helmet and the saddlebags that came off the bike. And I was like, yeah, you know, because my girlfriend lives 10 minutes from that hospital.
Okay. So it wasn't like this big,
right. So I let him charge his phone like on the way back. And, so he had some whatever battery life. And then he texted me later that night and he's like, hey, can I meet you somewhere and pick up that stuff? You know, my friend's getting out tonight. So I was like, well, I'll just tell me where you're going to be around the hospital and I'll meet you there because I'm only 10 minutes away. So when I met up with them, the other guy got hurt, came out. He was all bandaged up. And he was like, yo, man, thanks so much. He's like, you have no idea how thankful I am. He's trying to pay me money. I was like, nah.
How much was he trying to give you?
He was trying to give me a couple $100.
Wow. Jesus.
I was like, nah. I said, look, man, I said, you know, I feel like if I fucking take your money, then whatever possible good karma I get out of this ain't going to happen.
No, it's going to be like, fuck you, asshole. You're going to lose that $300 later on.
or I'll lose a limb instead. Because he should have. He should have lost his life. Because he was going like, I was going like 60 and I was behind him. So he had to be going like 55 at least because he was starting to slow down. So, and the fact that he was able to walk from that, you know, was just amazing to me. I was like, oh shit.
They don't have like motorcycle easy passes.
Well, I mean, all this guy had to do was like clamp it on to something on his bike. He didn't. He had it in a pouch. He was taking it out and it slipped out of his hand. So he's reaching down. I saw him. He was reaching down his left side and he was like, the handlebars were like wiggling real bad and he just smashed right up against the fucking guardrail. Like, I watched this whole thing. I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, you know, cause I knew I was going to run him over. He start rolling into the middle of the lanes. I'm like, oh shit. Like, I'm going to run.
Are you laughing?
This.
No.
Laid in a puddle of my own blood and piss.
He was, man. He was in bad shape. And I was like, oh, fuck.
What was his, like, what was his damage?
What do you mean?
At the end. When you saw him all bandaged and shit.
You had to ask. That's what happens.
Did he have, like, internal bleeding?
No. Thankfully, he didn't. He didn't, you know, they put a neck stabilizer on him when they got there and stuff, but it was minor. He had just minor scrapes and, you know, he didn't even need stitches for that hole. I don't know what they did for him, though.
What'd they do to
him? I have no idea. I asked him. I was like, did you get stitches? He's like, no, they didn't give me stitches. I'm like, what?
Putty.
That's an open fucking hole. So I don't know what they did for it, but.
Thanks to the angel.
Yeah, he was like, dude, he's like, you were like an angel. And I was like, ew, that sounds gay.
A biker called you an angel. That's
he's not
so
like He's not
baller.
Like your typical biker, though.
What does that mean?
He's not like a fucking Sons of Anarchy type. He was just a dude on a motorcycle, like an average dude on a motorcycle. He wasn't like this tatted up freak. He was actually like dressed up like he was leaving an office job.
Really?
Yeah, he had like a fucking, he had slacks on and a fucking button shirt, dress shirt, and he had dress shoes on. And I'm like, that's not the kind of biker you would expect, but that's why I'm saying he wasn't your typical average biker.
Oh, then he had to get
But man, he fucking...
What kind of was it? It wasn't a Rice Rocket. It was like...
No, his was a Harley. The other guy's that didn't crash was a Rice Rocket. Right, miss. That's what it sounded like, too, the engine. He was just rolling. He had the half helmet on. He didn't have that full.
Oh, yeah.
He had the half one, the one that just covers the top of your head. And
his skull.
His fucking watch went flying in the air. I mean,
and my shoes fell
off. I lost my shoe. Well, I had a terrible accident, sir.
Yeah, it was scary.
That's crazy.
It ended up taking me almost another 2 hours before I finally got to her house.
Yeah, because you had to do all that stuff. That was nice of you.
I was kind of like, I don't want to say in shock, but I was a little jarred by what happened. You know what I mean? I kept thinking like, man, this could have been so much worse, and I would have fucking saw all of it.
You could have killed him. You could have ran.
Well,
over.
That was what I was really. Yeah. That's what I was worried about. I'm like, because that's what I mean. I felt bad because I almost hit this guy. I literally came within a foot of running him over. Like, if I didn't put on the emergency brake, there's no way I wouldn't have ran him over.
No way.
There's no way.
That's like, a great story, man.
So I was just. I was just thankful that I had nothing to do with his accident because I was worried. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, fuck, man. And not to mention, the first thing I thought was, man, I smoked weed last night. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would have failed a drug test. Yeah.
Could you imagine? That'd be your luck, man. Ugh.
Well, I wasn't high at the time.
No, but
you know,
have it in your
I know.
You know
still, it wasn't like I was literally under the influence. It was just still in my system.
The guy fucking shouldn't be reaching in his fucking man bag.
Well, that's you know? What it was. I mean, it all came down to his fucking fanny pack mishap.
Was it really a fanny
pack? Well, no. It was like this pouch that was attached to the front of his handlebars. He was reaching into it, and it slipped out of his hand, and he was trying to reach for it. He was so worried about getting ticketed through the toll, and I'm like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
What is it, like 30, 40 bucks for a ticket?
Yeah.
It's not worth crashing your fucking bike and end
up,
you know, in the hospital. I mean.
No, that's like texting.
Well, yeah, thank God he wasn't doing that. I wouldn't have saved him. I would have ran him
over.
I would have definitely ran him over.
Thump, thump.
On Sunday night, by my friend's house, a girl flipped her car because she was texting. She had a parked car and flipped it over.
Jesus.
I know.
Wait. She was texting?
She was texting, hit a parked car, and her car fucking flipped.
Really?
Yeah. And she got out, and she was fine.
And you're driving along. La, la, la.
Oh, shit.
It's no fucking joke, man. Texting and driving.
I don't text and drive. Fuck that.
I can't stop!
I don't multitask when I drive. The only thing that I do that I shouldn't is light cigarettes and drink.
Okay.
Drink. No, I drink like coffee or drink a drink, like an iced tea.
Drink a drink.
But they say not to do anything when you drive. Just drive.
Get inside and
drive. But I don't. I light cigarettes.
I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I open.
But, yeah, but you're not looking down, trying to.
No, I can like. I'm like, yeah, what's up? I'll never take my eyes off the road.
Wait, what are you doing? You opening up a can of beer? That's what it looked like you were doing.
I was twisting, even though I don't know how I would be doing.
You twist from both.
Looks like
hands?
You're giving the worst hand job in the world.
Right. Yeah, you're mashing
like
a
Indian
tip.
Burn. It is like an Indian burn, isn't it? Isn't it called something sexual?
An Indian burn?
Is that what it's called when you...
No, I don't know.
I hope nobody gives a guy an Indian burn on his dick.
There's fucking weirdos out there.
They like that shit.
Yeah. I just read this story the other day about a guy who had to get his... Oh, wait, did we talk about it?
Hmm.
We might have talked about it.
Oh, it's just saying.
But he had to get his penis amputated.
I don't think we talked about it.
We didn't talk about it. Is that... The one from using too much Viagra?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris printed out the story. It's sitting right there.
Oh.
Well, go ahead. Talk about it. Because we
this
never
guy,
talked about it.
He was like, he was in his 60s, right? And he took too much Viagra and he had his penis was hard for like 3 days. And then he went to the doctors and they were like, oh, you have gangrene.
Yeah.
And,
gangrene.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And they amputated his penis. He has no penis.
So he's got a piss.
Clown has no penis.
He's like a Ken doll. He's like a Ken doll now.
Yeah.
He's just smooth. I remember he said he was doing it to impress his girlfriend.
Right.
My penis falls off.
Could you imagine?
No.
Like, you guys are guys, so I'm a girl. I had no penis.
Right.
Wow. I don't. I looked right at you.
That one.
But then, like, you look down there, and it's just not there anymore. How do you feel? Like, wouldn't that be...
How would I feel?
Yeah.
Suicidal and
yeah,
probably successful?
I would have never made it out of hospital. I would have killed myself.
You like, would you have to wear a strap on for the rest of your life?
What the fuck?
Probably, yeah.
What? Like,
can they make,
I wouldn't want to live at that
can
point.
Can they make a penis out of, like, your fat in your butt or something?
Suck my cock penis. Suck my butt penis. Why does your penis smell like an asshole? The front hole is like a sphincter. It's all like wrinkled.
How about this? Remember before we had talked about organ transplants?
Mm-hmm. A penis transplant?
Yeah.
Take a penis from
like,
another guy?
Like a dead guy?
Who's going to volunteer their penis?
Well, when they die, you just take it.
Yeah, but it's dead. At that point, it's dead tissue, isn't it?
Like, yeah, but like as soon as they die, like in the movies, they just die.
They keep it on ice.
It out.
They
brush
keep this lower half of his body in a fucking tub of ice.
And then just hook it up.
Ah, you got me, man. You got
They'd
me.
Have to keep the black guy's cock in a swimming pool.
I want that one.
If they can do it with a heart, they should be able to do it with a penis.
You got me. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Do you think that there would be evil penises?
I think every guy in this room has an evil penis.
Absolutely.
To some extent.
Yep.
Careful.
I'm going to look into that.
You should look into that.
I will.
Yeah, I don't. It would be nice if, like, in the future, sometime in the future, they can actually generate a new penis from stem cells.
Or, like, a robot penis?
No, because what's the point?
It can't feel
nothing. Yeah, what's the point
penis?
If you can't feel it, if it's made of fucking robot parts?
What if it's, like, the new RoboCop and you can feel it?
What do you mean? Like it upholds the law?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, because he can feel everything, and he's like all robot pretty much, and he could still feel.
Have you
feel
talked
it.
To this guy?
I just saw things for it. I
don't think RoboCop had a dick. I think the only thing that was human was the lower half of his face.
I think the new...
that's the only part of him they show.
Yeah, but the new RoboCop is different.
Who's the new RoboCop?
I don't know. I don't know his name.
Stephen Hawking?
It's the new RoboCop that they're making right now.
Right.
I think he's like more human.
Okay. I didn't see. I mean, I don't know nothing about it. I knew they were making a new one. I just didn't hear anything.
It looks weird. It looks different.
Yeah, I don't
original.
Think on that movie, though, they're focusing on his penis.
They might. Sex sells.
Sex sells, but I don't think it's because of him. They're probably going to show titties in that movie.
Robot titties.
Right, robot titties, yeah. Jesus.
This conversation went weird.
It was weird when you brought it up.
Evil penises.
Yeah, I mean, you went from, like, amputated penises to evil robot penises. Like, think about what you're just saying. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
You never know. Anything can
happen. I don't think that anybody would want a robot penis. Unless
it would
they
be better than no penis, though, right?
Would it, though?
Yeah, what's the guy going to get out of it? Nothing,
right?
Really.
What do, like, paraplegics get out of it? They still, like, live. And they can't feel
that's
shit.
That's actually a great idea. Maybe you can get one from a paraplegic.
Yeah, because that shit still works.
Yeah, instead of going for that bionic penis that you were talking about. All this circuitry and shit on your dick. Oh, instead of a vein, it's like a wire.
Ew.
Better be waterproof.
You get electrocuted in the shower and jerk it off.
When you get hard, it makes some noise like Transformers.
Adjustable size. It can be adjustable size.
Yeah.
Petite yeah. girl, you go a little smaller.
Right.
You know. Nah, fuck that. Go as big as you can. Blow that shit up.
For that whore, you get it really big like a fire hydrant.
Blow the fucking back out that bitch. That is great.
That's funny, miss.
Only you, miss.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think of some wacko shit sometimes.
Only you.
I mean, let me ask you, if that happened to you, would you want a robot vag or a robot titties?
I mean, it's a little bit more realistic for a girl. Like, girls get breast
implants
cancer all the time
and
then
implants.
Get their boobs taken off and
right.
the new ones. And the vagina area, I can't lose it.
Well, there's always your mouth and asshole.
Yeah.
You can open that up finally.
No. But I can't, like, lose my vagina. Like, it won't get gangrene. And then you have to get amputated.
Don't ever say
got
that
everything else.
You're naughty.
She's like, shut up. You don't say that.
Don't talk about Priscilla like that.
You're dirty.
Wait, you named your vagina Priscilla?
No, it was just the first name I could think of.
Disgusting.
Priscilla?
Yeah. I don't know. Priscilla the pussy.
She's a whore.
Evil penises everywhere.
Oh, God. That's fucking funny, man. Oh, before we get into anything, anybody have anything exciting happen this weekend by chance? No.
Yeah, very relaxing
nothing,
weekend.
Man.
You had a what?
Very relaxing weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You texted me the other day, like, do you have season 6 and 7 and 8 of the fucking of Dexter? And I was like, no.
With like a million question marks and a million exclamation yeah. points, and he's like, and I'm like, and then he gave me a website, and I'm like, thank you. And he's like, yeah.
Yep.
He was at home in a fetal position, rocking back and forth, like, need to watch Dexter.
I do.
She's addicted to it.
I'm addicted to it. My ringtone is changed.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Dexter
theme. It's the Dexter
theme.
Nice. But
you still have that shitty one for text messages?
Nope. It's text across the board.
So wait, what's the text message sound? Same song?
Same song.
Oh, no, that you got to change it up. At least
maybe I'll change it to the blood
something.
Sound.
Okay.
When
jeez, you are addicted.
Mm-hmm. I have a very obsessive personality. It makes me so happy. But I just started season 5. I know I'm so late to the game.
Wait, you just started season 5 and you're already trying to get 6?
Because I know I'm going to be done season 5 by the end of the weekend. Well, I thought I was going to be. Now I have to go to a wedding. But I'll be done season 5 and I need to know where my next
when's the last time you were at a concert?
I went to one last night.
Okay. Don't worry, Marco. Everything's fine. But life goes on.
Monday and Tuesday, I didn't do anything but sit in my room after work and watch Dexter.
Watch The Dark Passenger.
Yes, I love that. Rita's dead. That right. just happened.
Welcome to the party.
I cried bad.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any.
You're not going to.
I don't have time.
Yeah, I do.
Nobody got time for that.
I heard it's good. I mean,
it's great.
It's so good. The fourth season was my favorite. It was so good.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
John Lithgow was amazing.
Yes, he was.
So amazing. Rita. I was just starting to like her, too, because I fucking hated her. And
Rita's water ice?
The last two episodes before she died, I was starting to like her. And I hated her the whole time. And I'm like, fuck, now
I was always one of them.
You know
one of
my favorite
jokes.
You know one of my favorite parts in Dexter though? When he goes and he's talking and he goes, did Rita just lie to me? When she lies to him about, which do they ever explain if she was married before?
Yeah.
Like married before, because remember the mom sent that letter and it's like third time's a charm and he's like, have you been married before, like douchebag?
Right.
And she was like, no. And he goes, did Rita just lie to me? Do they ever explain if she was married
before?
You
know what? That's a good question. I don't remember.
After her death, they mentioned her like 3 times in the last 4 seasons.
Yeah.
It was
they
almost
never,
like she didn't exist.
What happens to her kids?
They die.
They ship them off with the grandparents. No. And
he
and
just
the
takes
kids
care
aren't
of his,
even in the show?
Just
then?
His son.
And the other two go away?
Yeah, right. They go live with the grandparents somewhere else.
Right. Like I think the second to last episode, he mentioned, oh,
I gotta say bye to Cody and Astor.
Yeah, I got to stop by and say bye to him. He hadn't seen them in 4 fucking years.
Yeah. What a shitty stepfather.
No shit. The mom dies. He's like, peace, nigga.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, he keeps his kid, but not the other two. I don't want those two evil motherfuckers.
That's crazy.
They were more evil
than
Dexter. Well, now you know that Dexter was just playing up for Rita being nice to those kids. Because the moment she was out of the picture, he was like, no, you can have him. Take him. No, seriously, you can take him.
Well, in this episode that I'm watching now, he still has the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't last very long.
Right. Huh? The next episode, he puts them in a box and FedExes them to the grandparents.
See, I told you Dexter was going to get more evil.
Expedited service. What's that?
I told you Dexter is going to get more evil.
We already know.
He
went out 4 years behind.
I know. I'm so far behind. I can't believe I slept on this.
But you're, like I said to you before the show, you're doing the fun thing. You're marathoning.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's a fun way to watch a TV show.
I look forward to getting home so I can watch.
It's like one big movie.
Yeah.
Keep it all together.
I did it with a lot of shit. Like Breaking Bad, I
that's
watched
what I'm
the first
do next.
The first 4.5 seasons I watched.
How many seasons of Breaking Bad are there?
5.
Oh, sweet.
Right. So
5's easy. I can do that.
I didn't watch the first time I actually watched Breaking Bad on TV when it was first airing was this past season, last season, which was only 8 episodes. Cuz they already did the first half of season 5 was over by the time I started watching it. And I watched all of them within like 3 weeks.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, you know, it was fun though, you know, because you get to sit there and actually like watch something. You get more, you get pulled into it more and more like you are with Dexter.
I'm obsessed with it. I love it. It's such a good show. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And it's going to suck. I accidentally came across spoilers too. I have to stop going on the internet. I know. I keep like ruining things. I'm like, stop looking at things that say Dexter. So I'm lying now. I'm like, no more. Because I wanted them to explain something.
As far as TV shows go now, is this like the best show you've ever watched?
Dexter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, stop watching right now then.
Oh, really?
Oh, stop it.
That's what I heard.
Oh, stop
I heard it.
I heard that too.
Just watch it. Just watch
and
it.
I heard the ending wasn't very satisfying.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It was, but it wasn't. It was actually good up until the last 10 minutes. The last 10 minutes are like, what?
You're like, why didn't you just leave that out?
Yeah, they could have ended it at a certain point. It would have been fine. It would have been, It would have been a I guess, a normal ending, I guess you could say. But okay. Then they had to add this little thing at the end, and you're like...
All right, let's not talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
I say you just Dexter fucking ruin life. It for...
Fuck you. Why are you evil? Evil penis.
Evil penis. Evil penis head. Speaking of Breaking Bad, did you see what that fucking Philly newswoman tweeted?
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was fucking hysterical.
First of all, did you read the tweets that other people...
I actually have them.
Oh my God, read them.
How funny was that? So
I was dying. I'm going to laugh so hard.
So here's her name's Joyce Evans. She mm-hmm. she works for Philly Fox 29.
Go Fox News.
Yeah, Fox News, whatever. And she tweets, thought Breaking Bad was hot last Sunday? See who's Breaking Bad in Southwest Philly, leaving 6 people shot tonight at 10. So people went, apparently this tweet went viral within minutes.
Yeah, eight minutes, I think.
It was so funny. And I heard that there was celebrities that were retweeting this and making, like Patton Oswalt. Who's a comedian. He was on her ass for like 3 days about it, and he kept making fun of her, and then finally he was like, all right, you know what? This lady's suffering.
He's like
enough.
The best person on Twitter by far.
Well, that's
Pat
what they
Oswald.
Were saying. He's like one of the most popular,
he's
you know,
so
Twitter
clever.
Guys. Right, right. So, but, you know, people were criticizing, like, that's got to be the worst and most tasteless tweet ever.
Absolutely, you dumb
and
bitch.
And she claimed she didn't mean that. Her rebuttal was, I didn't mean it for that. I meant for, like, the drama factor. And, you know, everyone's like, that doesn't make fucking sense.
No, nice try.
Right. And the shooting she was talking about, one of the people were killed.
Oh,
so it's not even like, you know, everybody survived. So it makes it even worse. And they start retweeting her and then, like, doing their own, like, captions. Like, Miss Full House? So do they. Immigrant family of 12 thrown into the streets of West Village. Details tonight at 10. Speaking of Big Bang Theory, fire department officials think they know what caused an explosion in one South Philly row home. News at 10. Everybody ends it with news at 10. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Not anymore for a local teen who lost his eyesight this weekend. Story
Are these like comedian retweets or
no?
These are
like
just
regular people. This is one who says, "Think you missed the point of Joyce Evans' tweet? A local man didn't miss the point of a sharp knife tonight at 10." This obviously happened in Texas. You watch the Houston Texans implode. Now witness a building implode in Houston, killing 12 people tonight at 10. Excited for more of AMC's The Walking Dead? 7 Southwest Philly residents are no longer walking, and they are dead. More at 10.
Oh, Jesus.
Thought The Sixth Sense had a shocking ending? Well, a boy in Southwest Philly is seeing 30 dead people of his own tonight at 10. This one was a little... I didn't think this was that funny, but... Are you a fan of NBC's Parks and Rec? Tune in at 10 to find out how 7 kids were wrecked by bullets in Southwest Philly Park.
Wow.
Yeah. Thought Gravity was a thrill ride? Nothing compared to the ride of this dead-to-infant found in a crack house dryer.
God! Man. I didn't see that one.
I don't understand this. Are you a fan of Seinfeld? There was just a shooting about nothing. And no. Like the Michael J. Fox show? Tune in at 10 for how a family of 4 were shaken up by a home intruder. Like the ending of The Sopranos, it was a fade to black for this South Jersey man tonight at 10.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Flyers may have lost 3, but one Philly family will be burying 4 tomorrow. Oh. We'll reveal who tonight at 11. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs? Not for Philly's homeless this winter. More on the upcoming ice storm tonight at 10.
Jesus.
This shit was fucking funny, man. And this lady got so scrutinized over this, too. I mean... You know, a lot of people were saying, you know, that's fucked up and blah, blah. You know, all the naysayers are just like, you asshole and this and that. And she's like, it's not what I meant. But the funny thing is she never deleted that first tweet. She still has it up. So it's like, cause she's trying to not like, I think it by deleting it, she's admitting
that she did something wrong
and she's standing by the fact that she didn't do anything wrong. But
I thought it was hysterical. I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
And yeah. It like ran rampant too. So funny, man. So fucking funny.
Did you see the one too where the guy tweeted her and he's like, in 8 minutes, you just became more famous than you've ever been.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, that was like the very first retweet, I think it was, or something like that. Or no. No, it wasn't. But it was after it went viral. That's when he said it. But
yeah, that went like crazy.
That shit was so funny,
fucking,
man.
I was dying reading it.
She's like, that's not what I meant. I meant because of the drama of what had happened in Southwest Philadelphia.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you could have worded it different.
You were just trying to get people to tune in. You're using Breaking Bad as a fucking...
And nobody watched the fucking news that night, I'm sure. They just were like, oh, let's see what's happening on Twitter. Because this shit is more entertaining than the news.
She got her name out there, whether it be negative.
Who brought the good news, Bear? Somebody give her some fucking honey.
I guess she didn't get fired or anything, right?
Not yet.
I guess if they were going to fire her, it would have happened.
Probably.
Because it's been a few days or a week.
It's starting to die down now.
She's been on since then, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, she's not. She hasn't been, like... punished or anything, so. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, God damn it, that's so fucking great. I'm like, for once, Twitter's actually entertaining.
Yeah, that's good.
When someone fucks up like that, it's obviously we're all laughing because look at the aftermath. People are just nonstop tweeting, you know, their own news headlines.
Oh, yeah, being creative.
Right. So I thought that was a pisser. And the funny thing was that shooting happened, I think, Sunday, and I was there on Saturday. And I was like, and when I saw it on the news, I was like, oh shit, I was just fucking there.
You keep just missing death.
I'm sure it'll catch some real people soon. It'll catch me soon. Death? Is that what you meant? Yeah.
The Grim Reaper's following you.
Well, that's why I was doing good deeds, man. I'm trying to score points.
You got a lot to make up for.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. Do you see, do you guys hear about that kid that ran away from home?
A 9-year-old.
And it was from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he boarded a plane and flew to Vegas.
I can't believe that. 9 years old.
Nine. Fucking nine.
Did they ever explain why? Was he just running away?
He's a badass.
He's got behavioral problems is what, you know.
A week before he stole a truck.
No way!
He hotwired a truck, stole a truck or something. Yeah.
He hotwired a truck?
Yep. Took it for a joyride.
Nine. He probably couldn't even reach the fucking pedals. And he...
9 is crazy because that's so young. Like, how the fuck do you know how to do that shit?
Yeah,
like,
how does he know how to hotwire a truck?
Daddy.
That's fucking insane.
Does dad have a criminal record?
I don't know. His dad was on some radio show.
He looks it.
he was on a TV show.
I didn't see the kid.
I saw the dad.
You seen the dad?
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing interviews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is the kid taken away from them? Like, is it going to Dyfus or some shit?
No. They're not blaming the parents for it. They're saying there's something. They're going to check out the kid to see if he's got some sort of fucking disorder.
Like, yeah, he's got a disorder. He's
mood disorder.
Maybe he's just trying to get away from his shitty parents.
He hates. Well, he knew where to go. Went to Vegas,
and he took the train to the airport.
His mom works.
That's right.
His mom works at the airport too.
Yeah, but she had nothing to do with him being there.
He just knows.
He was like clinging to adults, making it look like because he got through airport security. They thought he was with the person in front of him.
You know, he took someone's bag to make it look like he had a bag, and. He ordered lunch and skipped out on the bill.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, congratulations. You beat the system.
That's insane. And then they didn't even say shit until he got to Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I guess he's pretty clever.
He's really fucking clever. We should have him on the show. We got to get in contact with this.
He'll just show up one night.
I think he's a little
I
too
heard
young.
He wanted me here, and I'd be like, I'd be scared.
Get out of here, you creep.
I'm like, go away. Kick him. Go fly home.
That's
because like, I want to know why he was trying to leave, which is probably not the point, but I really want to know. Because somebody told me he just wanted to go on vacation.
I just want to go sightseeing.
And I don't want to pay a dime for it.
What did he think he was going to do when he got to Vegas?
Well, that's the funny thing. Like, think about that. How would he have, like, could you imagine going to Vegas that same weekend and seeing a 9-year-old at the craps table?
Yeah.
Like, come on, 7. You know?
Like, where was he going to stay? What was he going to do?
Probably the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, my God.
Probably made those titties feel bad for him. Be like, yeah, you could stay here.
Did you hear about Chris Brown said that he was 8 years old when he lost his virginity?
What, did he get butt-fucked by his uncle?
No, he lost to some 15-year-old girl.
Oh. Well, good for him.
That's gross.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about that.
Why'd you bring it up?
I just said
toddlers
bullshit.
Having sex.
He was not a toddler.
He is a grown toddler.
He's a grown-ass toddler. Well, did you ever hear about that back in like the early 1900s? I think it was a 4-year-old girl was pregnant.
That's impossible.
Look it up. Seriously, look it up. Somebody look it up.
You have to get your period.
Look it up. This happened in who knows what the fuck was wrong
Egypt?
Why Egypt? Why, what,
I have
did
no
I say
idea.
Anything about
it? I feel no like King they were tit. Around.
Egypt? What the fuck?
Pregnant, prego, 4-year-old.
Yeah, it should come up. I heard they were talking about it on some fucking show.
Peru.
A couple years ago. It's a 4-year-old girl.
5-year-old Peruvian world's youngest mother.
That's it. Yeah, and she was like raped by her dad or something. That's how she got pregnant.
What?
I guess dad thought she wasn't going to get pregnant, so he left it in.
There's pictures of her, too.
Is there? What year was it? It was like early 1900s, right? Or late 1800s?
No. 2006.
No.
No, 1997.
No, I'm talking about this. There was one who was younger then. There was a 4-year-old girl that happened like 1912 or something.
1939?
Maybe. What?
I am actually on a list of youngest birth mothers, age 5.
1939.
Yep. Yeah, May 14th, 1939.
Yep. That is true.
She gave birth to the kid?
Hmm. I told you. Thought I was lying.
Yeah, but it's because she had a certain thing. It's called precocious puberty, when your hormone glands are activated earlier than normal. So that's why. There's a
reason.
Okay,
but doesn't change the fact that a 4-year-old girl got pregnant.
Then the body.
She didn't have the uterus of an adult.
The biological father was never identified, but they think it was the father.
How many suspects could there have been?
We need to pull Timmy out of kindergarten. We have to ask him some questions.
Oh my God! There's another one in the Soviet Union.
Keep that dirty dick in your pants.
It was a baby retarded?
It doesn't say.
I'm a little fucked up.
As the second one, the baby died. I would think that the baby would die because how can it develop? It's always in foreign countries.
It would just
countries.
Be a big
Is
ball
like,
with a hand and 2 feet hanging out.
Like or the chick like from, look like a toad. I mean,
like the chick from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the one that blows up. Or not Charlie.
Oh,
and Charlie,
yeah, the blueberry.
Yeah.
None of these are American so far.
Are you having a boy or an abortion?
So far, none of are in America, by the way. But they all had...
Because Americans aren't sick. They rape their teenage relatives. They don't go after their
There's
fucking...
a line that we don't
Right,
call.
Exactly.
Yeah, they wait till they're 9, apparently, because now they're America.
That's
and it's
enough.
9. Now and it's Arkansas American. And yeah, Mississippi.
Oh, there you go. That explains it.
Ew.
See? If they can have kids, miss, so can you.
Iron uterus.
Ew, polluted uterus.
Shut up. And then it's all like they were all molested.
Yeah. You, what do you
well,
think?
Well, you don't think 4-year-olds
I was
going to
say, what do you think?
Other?
They went out on the night on the town?
Well,
like, hey, stranger, buy me a cocktail.
Out of all of them that I just looked up, which was probably like, you know, a dozen, only one was the person's husband. All the other ones were a relative. An 8-year-old husband. Had a husband in, like, Siberia. Hmm. But all these other ones are fucking...
Cunt.
I thought maybe it would be like Immaculate Conception.
I'm sorry, what was that? Immaculate?
Immaculate.
Immaculate.
Immaculate. She said immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her?
Stupid.
What is it? Just came out of the dryer? Immaculate Conception.
Good night, stupid.
God damn. Ugh.
You fucking child.
Oh, one was in Delaware. A 10-year-old.
Whore.
10-year-old girl gave birth in Wilmington. No Jersey, though. Proud. You go, Jersey.
Word.
Oh, yeah.
Have morals.
That doesn't mean shit. I'm sure worse things have happened in Jersey than that.
Yeah, but this is bad.
Yeah, it's bad, but it's not like they found, you know, six preemies in a fucking blender in some house in New Jersey.
It's fucking disgusting.
I can't look at
it. It is disgusting.
Too much reality.
Well, then why are you looking at it?
Because I'm interested. Knowledge is power.
Put those tits away. This isn't Africa.
Have you guys ever did like one of those flaming shots?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The only way I used to drink Sambuca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever have any issues?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Never.
No. Mm-hmm.
Never. I burned my lip once.
Really?
Yeah. On
see, because I actually
on a glass. That's it.
I know somebody who actually had like a goatee and like the around the mouth was singed.
Oh.
Like it got singed because like immediately it was like a flash burn, like, and well, there's this chick whose whole face caught on fire from it.
Oh, man.
Like, what the fuck did she have on her face that was so flammable?
It's not that. If you know, there's a video that was it's been on YouTube for a couple years now where a kid did a flaming shot of something and he had fire in his mouth. Like, it was all the way down his throat. It was coming out. And then, like, his friends didn't know what to do, so they start, like, slapping him in the face, trying to put out the fire. So, this chick was at a bar and she did a flaming Sambuca shot and exploded in her face.
How did it explode?
That's the first time something exploded.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I read this.
Yeah.
Do you think the coffee made it erupt?
I don't think there was
coffee. I read it. There's coffee beans.
Was coffee in it?
Coffee beans.
Oh, coffee beans. Mm-hmm. No, just I think the fact that it was, you know, it was probably burning too long. You know?
Oh, probably.
She probably let it sit too long, and then when she went to go, boom, it just blew up.
See, people like use their hands. I never used my hands when I did it.
What, you use your tits? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I just cupped the whole shot in my mouth.
That's like, talent right there.
You would put it on the edge, and then you would just go like that. Like,
oh, like
you put your hands
like
behind your back, and you just go like that. That's how I've always done it.
Like a blowjob shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's how I always did it. I never just fucking was like, cheers.
Yeah, well, you know, all these people at the bar were trying to put her out and shit.
Is it acceptable to slap her across the face?
I think so.
She's on fire.
It's not acceptable to try to put her out with Bacardi 151, though.
Yeah.
Because that makes it worse. She had really bad burns, apparently.
Her hair was gone or something.
Yeah.
Why don't they just spray her with seltzer water?
Oh, my God! We're burning alive!
I have no idea.
People don't know what to do when they get in situations like that. They get scared, I think.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, not when you're drunk. It's more like run around and act like an asshole. But she was pretty torched.
How great would it be to fart in her face?
At that point, you can't get blamed for the flames.
Right.
You know, you could just make them worse. That's all.
Her face was like badly burned, right? Like she's disfigured now?
They didn't say if she's disfigured, but they did say that she has severe burns all around her face, her chest. I mean, they didn't say anything like they burned her titties off.
The pictures, though, look like they were doing, like, a grenade launch. Like, did you see it? Like, it looked like they had a flamethrower. Like, what the fuck kind of shot were they drinking?
I'm only scarred about the face and breast, chest, neck, and head.
But I didn't see the flamethrower thing.
You didn't? No. It's, like, on their homepage of their website.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh.
Apparently, this was from just the shot glass. This wasn't anything being shot in her face.
Holy cannoli.
It was too early in the night for that. That was supposed to come later.
So the liquor got too hot and then exploded, and then the bursted liquor was like formed like a shell around her face, kind of like not an like actual a shell, candy but shell. Like, yeah. But it was like
like an M&M.
Yes, right.
Like a thick candy shell.
Yeah, gotcha. Tate, sounds good right now.
That poor girl.
You know, it's you say that, but maybe she just waited a little too fucking long.
Probably. She was probably like chatting with people.
Or maybe she was scared. You know how some people are scared to do it? They're intimidated. They're like, I don't know.
Then don't do it.
I don't. Right. Don't
do it. You snooze, you lose.
Right. But don't wait. You
Your
wait
face.
Too long.
Your face. Your skin is gone.
You wait too long. That's it. You're done. You know?
You think people would know? Because everyone would get like crazy. They'd light it and go, 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 go.
Yeah,
and
you I'd can't say, let that shit sit.
No, I would always let it sit for at least 3 seconds so that it would caramelize the top.
Huh?
Tasted so good. Tasted like sugar. It would caramelize. Like this, the fire would caramelize the top and make it taste like sugar.
Right, but that doesn't change the fact that you don't want to wait too long.
No, I waited 3 seconds.
Could you imagine that happened to Missy? Well, I can tell you one thing. That camera wouldn't be pointed at her.
No. Yeah. I would be a mutant.
You already are a mutant.
I'm not a mutant.
Not by looks, just by what's going on inside.
You have Shut a mutant up. Brain.
I do not.
Yeah. You know what's funny? One of the part of the story was that some of the people that were in the bar that weren't paying attention, because it was so loud, they didn't know what was going on until someone actually started yelling, her face is on fire. And that was one of everyone.
We don't
like,
need no water. Let the mother...
Like how...
Her face. Her face. Her face is on fire. Her face.
What if this girl...
That was her.
What if this girl went her whole life without always drinking? Being the girl that doesn't get noticed... And her face is on fire,
Guess
and
what?
No one's paying attention.
She got Nothing's her changing after that. No, after like, that, after nothing's that. Changing.
Do you think she's sitting in the hospital right now? Like, I was on fire, and no
yeah,
one
Yeah, you were lighting
cared.
It up.
Like, that's sad, man.
My face
this
is
girl's
on
fire.
This girl is on fire. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Fire! Holy shit.
Fire.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I say this now, but I wasn't, you know, I really wouldn't know. But if I saw it, I probably would have started laughing.
You would have saved her life. You're a miracle worker.
Fuck off. No, I wouldn't have. Because I was in no danger of causing that. I was almost in danger.
What if
of
you were right next to her and you were about to
What do you
get
think? What, I'm spit in her face. Oh, shit. I just had a shot at Bacardi 151. Sorry. Just like a bigger Yeah, I would have got arrested for assault for slapping her across her face and try to put the fire out.
Oh.
She probably looks like Fire Marshal Bill right now.
Oh. Oh.
I wish I had something.
That sucks.
She has like no eyebrows, no eyelashes.
I think eyebrows are the least of her concerns.
I'm just saying, like, she just.
She looks like Freddy Krueger. She could wear a lot of Halloween costumes.
I was just about to say, just in time for Halloween. She can either be Freddy or she could be like a walking dead zombie.
And she would just clean up. She can just go from town to town winning fucking costume contests.
That looks so real. That looks like real pus. It is. Oh, man. So I'm assuming at this point, she's that badly burned, she's going to have to get, like, skin grafts and shit at some point. She'll never look the same, though.
No.
She'll always have that weird
She's going to be a freak for the rest
face.
Of her life.
Do you think she needs a glass eye or anything?
Hopefully it's not a shot glass.
What, did I say anything about her eyes being melted or something?
Huh?
Right. Huh?
No, but like think about it. Your skin, right, is got like skin. And then there's muscles and
your skin has skin. Go ahead.
Right.
So there's skin and muscles. So it gets burned so bad that like your eyeball just kinda like it's not just held, it's held in by everything else too, right?
But don't you think her eyelids should have been burned off before her eyeballs got burned?
Yeah.
Hmm. So the answer to that thing would be...
How about new?
She needs a skin plant.
Right, a skin plant. Breast implant.
She can take a skin plant, just peel it off her face.
Ew.
Let's put that in the skin box. Yes, yes. Yes.
Put that in the skin box, yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, put that in the skin box.
I'm so glad I didn't eat before today. I ate for the show today.
But there is no pleasing you.
She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
That sucks. But she was young, too, I feel.
I tell you what, she would have a great fucking Twitter name now, the Human Torch. That could be her handle now.
Human Torch.
That sucks.
That does suck.
That's ridiculous.
Doc.
How does that happen? I mean, what do you tell people? I was doing a shot, exploded in my face.
She doesn't have to worry about that. Ain't nobody talking to her.
They're going to be like...
Ain't nobody talking to that bitch.
She walks in, people will leave. Like, oh, I can't look at that. It's gross.
That girl's life is
little
over.
Kids will point and go, Mommy, a monster.
Yeah, basically.
You're right.
That's sad.
I tell my kid, like, that's the one that lives in your closet. When you're bad, it comes out fucking
God.
Yeah, see, she didn't do her homework. That's what happens when you don't do your homework.
She can work at Burger King with your check.
Jesus. We had a girl in our school that had the burns all over her face.
Did we?
Yeah.
Why does that sound familiar? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember her
name.
You
sure it was Burns?
Yeah.
Because we had that one girl with the really bad limp.
No, not that one.
That shit was fucking ridiculous.
Not the burned or
no.
Marker used to always sing Walk Like a Bird when she walked by. Because she had like these, what were they? Flamingo legs. Like they bent the wrong way. It was weird, man. She was a weirdo.
And you would bully her?
No. He wasn't saying it to her face.
She was
nice. Wasn't going up to her like,
walk like a bird.
Fucking peacock. Get out of here.
No, we used to bully the fat chick that lived near where Chris used to live, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She used to beat the shit out of everybody, too. She would punch everybody.
How many bullies?
We weren't bullying. We were just making fun of her.
Be like,
oh, yeah. That's all. There's
yeah,
no
like
difference.
The bus would be quiet, and then like a minute after she sits down, the bus starts moving, you hear, moo.
And she would just fuck everybody up?
Yeah, she would start punching people and shit.
That's horrible.
Fat girls aren't real people. That guy in a little coat.
The fat ass be snoring and don't even be sleep just then.
Horrible.
I don't remember the burn girl.
Yeah, she was. I think she might have been in your class.
Really?
Yeah.
Never remembered her.
No.
I mean, and that's something you would notice.
Maybe she wasn't in any of your classes.
No, none of the classrooms I was in were 100% sterile.
Oh, God.
Come, give me kisses.
You were in special classes.
Me?
Yeah.
I wasn't. No, what special classes? Like, what do you think I had in senior year?
I don't know.
App chemistry, bitch.
Yeah, app chemistry.
The hot teacher.
Oh, she was fucking gorgeous, man.
Everybody's trying to fuck
She had her fucking... This chick had her desk so close to the fucking chalkboard behind her, and she would sit on the stool. It wasn't even a normal chair. So she was pretty high up in the air. So you, the only way out of her class, if you were on the one side of the room, you'd have to go behind her, and you literally have to grind up against her ass or the chalkboard. But no guy would ever face the chalkboard. They would always, like, you know, grind. I remember one of our friends was in the class with me, and every time he'd, like, walk behind her, he'd sit there and he'd, like, make a face over her shoulder. He'd be like,
bow to be young.
And she
probably knew all.
She knew it. She fucking knew that dirty whore. She knew what she was doing.
Absolutely.
Just like the English teacher. Who wasn't even, she wasn't even like that attractive, but at the time, you know, there wasn't really much, you know. She got fucking pregnant by a student, didn't she?
That's the rumor. I don't know if that's how true that is, but
she looks like she could take a dick.
Yeah, she's pretty nasty.
Yep.
She's getting down and dirty.
Yeah. She wasn't good looking at all.
No, she had like a weird face, but she had a nice body, though. Mm-hmm. She'd drape her hair over the side of your fucking face when she's checking your homework.
Ew.
You're like... But she was like being... She was trying to be like flirty about it. She'd sit on her desk in front of the classroom with a fucking skirt on. And like...
Look at my
there's still girls in the class, so she like not... She's not... You know, but everyone's...
both ways?
No, she's not, like, showing anything, but, like, when she'd hop off the desk, though, every once in a while, you get, like, a little glimpse. You're like, I see the color. I see
that vagina is ground zero, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there was a couple of them back in the day, but not much.
Did you guys like high school?
It was fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was pretty good fun. Time.
Yeah. That's good.
Did you?
No.
Why not?
When you're in 11th grade and can't read, it's got to be tough.
Dex.
Yeah, I guess when you're 12 and you're in first grade, it's kind of rough.
She was older than her teachers.
Why didn't you like it, miss?
I was bullied.
You were bullied?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Why?
Really, you were bullied?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, for some reason I don't see that.
For the first couple of years, and then I got fed up and became insane.
I don't see that.
I see how she's insane. I don't see
that. No, I don't see the bullying part, her being bullied.
I was a good kid. Girls didn't like me. Boys always
like me. Girls don't like girls, period. Yeah.
They're catty.
Girls don't like me.
Oh, poor you!
I'm all right. I turned out okay. I have more friends that are girls now than I ever have in my life.
Yeah.
I like it.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Fuck you.
Not only that, you went down on more girls than you had friends in high school.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
So what were you bullied about?
Everyone thought I was a slut.
A blonde with big tits.
They thought you were a slut?
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
So girls would always say that I...
Bang their boyfriends.
Yeah, bang their boyfriends. And they would, like, bark at me in the hall.
They would bark at you?
Yeah. And, like, make throw-up noises.
Like, what? They would make throw-up noises.
Yeah. And I would be like, really? This sucks.
Look, here comes Missy.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
It was funny. I mean, like, now when I look back, it's, like, hilarious to me. At the time, I was, like, perturbed by it.
Did you ever get in a fight with them?
Yeah, all the time. I was getting in fights, like, every week. That kind of sucked. I didn't really like fist fighting, so, like, that was never fun. And I'm like, I gotta go fight this girl. I don't want to. This sucks. Let's fight. They would always want to, like, yell at me first, and I'm like, all right, I have to get home.
That's how you'd get out of it? I have to get
home. No, I would always fight them, but I'd be like, can we just fight? You have to hit me first, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah, it was always that. You have to hit me first. Okay.
Next thing you know, they're on the floor scissoring.
Oh, that's funny.
Ha ha ha!
Ew. Ew. No.
People think she's a whore.
You okay?
Yeah, I thought I messed my hair up.
My hair? Somebody in the chat room says, show your nips.
That's not way to break up the silence. Show your
nips. Perish.
Nah, you got them big fucking floppy tits.
I love tits.
So I guess that's a no.
No, I'm not my
Chris is waiting. He's like,
no. So I don't care. Everybody can say it all day, every day. I'm never gonna show my tits.
I ever. Never ask you to show your tits.
Not you. I'm talking to those motherfuckers.
Yeah, she's staring into the camera as she fucking lectures them and berates them.
You stop. Love me for my mind, not my
bitch,
body.
You don't see you.
What'd you do with them?
He said they're like silver dollars.
Big ass titties.
My boobs are like silver dollars.
Oh, your nips.
Oh.
Well, what did I say last week? Those big fleshy colored yarmulkes. Don't lie. You have big nipples, don't you?
They're proportionate to my boobs.
Well that doesn't. Well, then they're huge. That's what you're saying. They're
no,
huge.
I think that they're regular size.
It's like
no!
A helicopter landing like pad.
No, like.
Like is there an H on it? Is there a big H on it?
Oh my god. They're like silver.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
You're a little low. See, take your bra out.
Oh my god.
That's funny. You should have seen a look on your face when I did that. I was like,
she's like, meow. Meow.
It's like as big as my whole boob. You just did.
That is not as big as your whole boob.
It's not that big. That's you guys fair, think my boobs are so fair, big. Pretty big. That's huge.
For her, though, that's a fair assessment, isn't it?
My boobs are not that big.
That's like half of Marco's. Marco's actually, they touch in the middle. I'm just kidding. She's in her face.
It's like one big areola. It's like Judy Brow.
Areola 51.
I thought you had baby nipples, though.
Huh?
Didn't you we talk about his nipples before?
I think I should. Didn't I whip
no,
him
we
out?
Talked about his nipples
yeah,
before.
Yeah, they're like satellite dishes.
Yeah, I whipped him out.
We were in Florida. We thought he was wearing Mickey Mouse ears on his chest.
Yeah, we were in Florida. Me and Fab were chilling up in the room, and Marco was down at
it
the
was,
pool.
How many
we're
of us
like
up there?
30 floors up.
It wasn't. There was nah, like five floors.
No, no, it was a little more than five. It was like 10 floors up. It was about
and
10 floors up.
And you can see Marco's nipples clear as day from the room.
They said, yo, you got like five hairs on those nipples you got to get rid of.
You should have like put like suntan lotion.
We were yelling from the window. And like within 30 seconds, Marco put a shirt on and
all done.
Because there were chicks around the pool. There were a few. There wasn't a lot.
I don't remember.
It was
that.
Early.
I don't remember details.
It was early. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And there was a few people around the pool, and we're yelling. We're like, cover those nipples. You know, the fucking Mickey Mouse ears. And he just got out of the pool, toweled off, put a shirt on, and fucking jet. And we saw him like a minute later when he showed up in the room.
Like, thanks, guys.
Can't enjoy a nice swim.
I think if any one of us was in that pool, we would have heard shit. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not about the nipples, per se.
No, other shit, of
right.
course.
Like, I'm sure if I was in it, they would have yelled, like, all the water is out of the pool. Maybe Chris would have got in the pool and would have been like, someone needs to clean all the hair out of the pool.
Yeah, I was like, what is Chris's thing that you make fun of him? Now I know.
No, it's just, I look like an Ewok exploded in the pool.
I prefer Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of huge areolas. I think we had this discussion too, years ago. Especially when you can see like a major vein running through one. That's nasty. Yeah.
I don't like veins.
Well, we all have them.
I know. I don't like them though. It's gross. I hate my hands. You can see the veins. I hate them.
I think everybody can see
them. I know.
That.
It's gross. I have man hands.
She has calluses on her knuckles. Ugh. How many fucking bar fights you been in?
I hate it.
Hair on her knuckles.
I'm not hairy.
I know.
She's got knuckles from Dalton, from, like Dalton from Roadhouse.
Well, I guess better his knuckles than his pancreas.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Wow.
You wouldn't be here right now.
Cold in here, miss?
Yeah, I'm cold. I knew it was going to happen.
Really? Yeah. I think it's warm as fuck in here.
Mm-hmm. Need help over there? Or are you good?
Missy's,
I'm good.
Missy's trying to throw on a fucking... She's trying to get bundled up in front of the camera. Next week, you can come in here in a snowsuit.
It's great. Might as well turn the camera off at that point.
I have cleavage today. It's kind of covered up, though.
Yeah, well, only when you lean forward, you can see it.
Oh.
I'm going to have to move the camera closer.
When you sit up, you can't see it. There you go. Go on. It's like those paintings. Oh, I see a sailboat. Yeah. I don't see a sailboat.
Yeah, we're going to have to move this thing closer.
We should do Pictionary.
Pictionary?
We should Pictionary. Play Pictionary on it.
You think so? What's that going to do?
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
Have you guys, I'm sure, I know you guys have. I don't know about you, miss. Have you ever seen Braveheart?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
You thought it was good?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Freedom.
Yeah, there was a chick that fucking watched it while she was drunk, and she decided to go and test her sword fighting skills in the streets while she was reciting lines from the movie.
What?
Yeah. Who was she fighting? She wasn't fighting anybody. She was running around with a sword, swinging at shit.
Where the fuck did she get a sword?
Good question.
Is she an avid sword fan? Because of Braveheart?
Sword fan.
You get a sword
That's
anywhere.
A good term. Sword fan.
So she's insane, drunk, meth.
Well, it was her son's sword.
Oh.
So she got, like, really fucked up.
This crazy bitch has a kid?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he's, like, older because he has a sword.
Well, here's the funny thing. This is her name, Simone Nicole Bruce, right? And I'm wondering if she's a distant relative of the guy that's in the movie, the character in the movie whose last name is Bruce. It was something the Bruce. He was the guy at the very end who felt bad for Braveheart when he died.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the very end.
Because he was the traitor? He was the traitor.
Sword, yeah. And at the very end, he felt bad. And he, like, led the revolt.
Yeah.
Well, him. So I'm wondering if there's any, like, connection there, and that's why she got all fucking...
She was all proud of her roots.
It doesn't say, but that would be kind of fucking
Why did she get arrested, though? Was she hurting someone?
Just walk around. Swing a fucking sword in public.
Where was she doing that?
In the streets, in front of her house. And as she even swung the sword at a car that was driving by.
Oh, my God. And they arrested
her? She chased the car afterwards, too.
What?
She was trying to strike it as it drove by.
Oh, was she screaming freedom?
She was screaming, never take my freedom and stuff
no
like that.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I love this woman.
Where was this
Somewhere in England.
Runnymede, New Jersey.
Yeah. No, Gold Coast. I don't know where the fuck that is.
Is that in America?
I doubt it. Okay. No. No, because they call their judges magistrates. So
isn't the Gold Coast Australia?
Maybe.
They're crazy. Yeah. And they love
apparently she has Asperger's symptoms.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So she had Asperger's and she was drunk.
Yeah, she had two beers and a couple Asperger's. And she watched.
They'll never take my Asperger's.
This is a tasty burger.
Oh, shit. I wasn't expecting
that. That is correct.
Oh, my God. That is a tasty burger.
Fuck.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
I'm fucking dying over here.
Unbelievable.
Oh. Oh, shit. Okay. She has that sickness.
What sickness was that?
She has that
sickness.
Which sickness was that?
We're going to need a little bit of time to kind of fucking get our...
She's got Down syndrome.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
All right, so what sickness did she have?
Asperger's. So she had a couple beers and some Asperger's.
Set of fries.
She has alcohol issues, obviously. But, yeah.
What
and
exactly?
after the fact, she was really upset with herself.
I think so.
And she, you know, she promised that it would never happen again. And she also said that she would seek treatment for her problems.
Obs.
What?
Obs.
Obs.
Obviously.
Crazy bitch!
What exactly is that syndrome?
Are you just trying to get me to say it over and over again?
No! What does it do to your brain?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about it. Okay. I think it's a form of autism, maybe. Am I wrong? Does anyone know?
I'm not sure.
I don't really know. I don't know if you want to look it up, somebody.
How do you spell it?
Asperger's. No, ass.
He's going to bring
tits.
It to Pornhub.
It is spelled.
It spelled it for me.
Asperger's.
10 symptoms.
Or that.
It is a form of autism.
Okay.
So smart.
I just think I heard that somewhere before.
It's a high-functioning form of autism.
Right.
And it can
lead because you can
to...
wield a sword while you're on it. Get away from me, you steel horse, as the car drives by.
This is what it says. It says it can lead to difficulty interacting socially, repeat behaviors, and clumsiness.
Well, then she really can't promise it'll never happen again.
Yeah. Oh. That's bizarre. I'm going to WebMD.
She was... you worried about having it?
Kinda. I don't trip that much, though, but I don't know.
Asperger. Way to go, Asperger. Yeah, that shit was funny when I saw that. I was like, wow. Like, it's one thing to hear, like, a dude who's high goes out there and starts
trips out.
Right. It's like it's a mom watching Braveheart, decides she gets all into the movie. She goes out and starts wielding a sword at fucking neighbors and cars and shit.
Oh, my God. Maybe she thought
Joe in the chat room said you have all those symptoms.
Who's Joe?
Joe. Joe Falsetti.
Fuck you, Joe. Fuck you, Joe.
Fuck you.
But I do have all those symptoms, so that's
scary.
You
have Asperger's then.
She normally has fur burgers.
You all right? Did you accidentally drink the poison? She's looking at it like, I don't remember getting this.
I was just thinking, like, it's a relatively new disease, so I feel like...
What is new?
The disease.
What disease?
The...
Asperger's?
Yes.
It's new?
It was developed in 1944. It's not like it's been around...
69 years is a pretty decent amount of time.
That was fast math.
My dad was born in 44. He was 69. I'm a high functioning Asperger.
It's fuzzy math.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if she thought the car was like a rhinoceros or something.
Well, I was saying to them, it was like, she's probably acting out the... First of all, I don't remember rhinos in the fucking Braveheart. Gets warm in these rhinos. No, it's like... I was saying, get away from me, you steel horse. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't go for rhinos, though. That was new.
I just felt like they were the same size, a car and a rhino.
I've never, ever seen a medieval-type movie where there's a rhino in it.
Isn't it in, like, England or something?
Yeah, like...
Scotland.
Whatever.
Scottish.
It had to do with the English, had to do with the Scottish, the Irish. But I don't remember any fucking rhinos in that.
I don't even know where they are. They're in Africa. Yeah. African rhino.
Stupid woman.
Like elephants.
Like tripping balls right now.
Are there sloths in the United States?
Wait.
Are there sloths? I'm one. I like to sit around and do nothing.
Is there? Are they?
I don't fucking know. What do I look like? Fucking. Whatever, geography or I don't even know what the fuck it's called anymore. You're making me fucking stupid. National Geographic. I have no idea. Are there?
I heard a couple days ago that sloths, a lot of them fall to their death because they think they're grabbing a branch when they're grabbing their arm.
Grabbing whose arm?
Their own arm.
Did you see that? I posted that on Facebook.
Did you post that?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You believe that horse shit that she's
it's
posted?
It's true.
Not anymore. I forgot she's the one that posted it. So
it you just regurgitated knowledge that I put forth onto you. That is true, actually.
How's that feel, Marco?
Chris, I'm my about to jump out your
changing.
Window.
Not on my property. Fuck you.
I won't. I'll sign something that says I won't sue.
Sue everybody. Well, now that you got, now you're talking about slugs. I just or sloths. Sloths, whatever. I just remembered. Apparently, somewhere I don't know if it's Africa, but they're finding bees that are like the size of a human hand now.
I saw.
Did
them.
You hear about this?
Yeah.
And they're like, they're starting to like multiply like a motherfucker, and it's only a matter of time before they start coming over.
I saw the war.
Huh?
I saw the war. There was a war.
What, bees against the wasps?
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
They'll never take our beehives.
It was 30,000 bees and 12 of those things. And they were killing like 300 a second. They killed them all just to kill them, to get to the queen, just to kill the queen. What the fuck? Do you know if bees die, like, we're fucked?
I'm sure.
We need bees to live, or we'll die.
Wait, hold on a second. Rewind.
We need honey.
There was 12 of the big ones fighting how many?
30,000.
And what were they doing? You said 300.
A minute.
They were killing 300 a minute.
Yeah.
300 bees. I'm confused. 300 people?
I'm confused.
What do you mean
not
300
bees.
Like the movie?
I think I'm getting the numbering wrong.
Yeah.
But it was a lot versus a little.
Thanks for clearing that up for us.
Narrows it down there.
So it's like 300 the movie. It's 300 versus like a million.
But it was the big Johns
fucking
killing little guys. Bees, not people.
Okay.
And they're in China.
And there was this was a war.
It was, they called it a war. They did like Matrix fucking shit. It was awesome.
I swear it's on YouTube. It's 5 minutes long. And it's real life.
Matrix?
Where, like, it stops and then they change the camera angle.
Whoa.
And they were fucking just killing them. It's so fucked up.
You take those 300 bees. I'll take these.
I had to stop watching it. I was sad.
Matrix shit. Are you sure you didn't toke up before the show?
No, I, me and Andrew Lisa, he read it too.
Okay. So there was a war.
There was a war.
It's like,
and they lost.
It's like watching a documentary in we the war.
Lost. It was called The War of the Bees.
Only in China.
And the music was like, da, 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 da.
It was, they were going to like Metallica.
As a sin, though. Fucking bees are important.
Fuck bees.
Fucking hate bees.
They're important to our egos.
I'm not saying they're not important. I hate them.
Yeah, I don't care about bees.
They're important.
The less around, the better. So if there's a bee, like, flying around you, you won't try to kill it?
No, I just run. I don't
Why do
kill.
I even ask?
I don't kill anything.
Why do I even ask?
I don't even kill spiders except for David. I killed one spider in my life.
I don't know why I ask, because this is what happened.
This is what you get.
All right, so now you have to tell us about fucking David, who's Charlotte's cousin. What's going on here? David the spider?
David was a spider that was living in my stepdad's car with me.
Here we go. Were you living in your stepdad's
car? No, he was living in it, and I was driving. And he came down in front of me, and I killed him.
So do you go?
Because he scared me, and I didn't know what to do.
Did
I was
you bury
on the highway.
Him?
No, I just...
You go visit him on his grave?
I hate those damn things.
First of all, I killed him. I saw his body fall.
Oh! I killed him!
And then when I looked back, he was gone.
Well...
I feel
how
he's
did
around
you
still.
Explain something to me, because I'm confused. I'm confused. How did you name him David? You named him after you killed him?
No, I named him before.
So you knew he was there?
Yes.
So why did you fucking kill him?
Because he startled me.
So it was like a pet?
It was, yeah, he was like my friend.
Did you get a tattoo of him on your body
shut
anywhere?
Shut the fuck up.
You still go visit him in his grave?
He's gone, oh, man. Go. He's haunting
here
me.
Here we go.
Tell him your problems, your world's problems.
I stopped Wait driving the car after that.
Hold on a second.
How was he haunting you?
He was, I could feel him. Like, you know when somebody's watching you and
no,
then you look
no.
around and
That's
no
the
one's
crabs
there?
Running around your fucking cooter.
Cooter?
I'm waiting.
What did you ask?
I'm still, this was obviously your pet in your home.
No, in the car.
Is dad's truck euphemism for trailer?
It was dad's car.
Okay.
No truck.
And you had a pet spider.
Yeah, he was living in there like all summer.
Oh, my pretty little pet. I love you. So I stroke it, and I pet it, and I massage it. Yeah, I love it. I love my little naughty pet. You're naughty!
All of that. So anyway, the spider was chilling with me. But he always kept his distance. We respected each other's space. He was awesome. And then... One day, I'm driving, and I'm on 55, and I'm doing, like, 60, 70.
And you're driving along, la, 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 woo.
And the spider, David, came down right in front of my face, like, almost in front of my nose. He almost touched me. He didn't respect me anymore. Something changed. So I got angry.
Ridiculous!
I went swoosh, and I threw him, and then he was on the
windshield, dashboard,
seat,
hubcap,
seat, passenger seat, and
was he like doing the theatrical death, like ah?
No, it was like that, like
his eight legs were going fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then I threw my purse on him. And then he was gone. And he's gone. And he was big. and he was white. He was white. What's wrong with you? He was a white spider.
He was big and he was white.
Yeah.
He was a white... Wait a minute. That just hit me. A white spider. You killed the world's first albino spider?
It was not. I see white spiders all the time.
A white spider?
Yeah.
I've never seen a white spider.
Yeah. There's white spiders all the time.
You must live in a racist spider town. There's only white spiders here. We don't mess with those black spiders.
They're like wood spiders or something. I don't know.
What spiders?
Wood.
White.
Wood.
White. Walter.
White. White. Walter White.
No, I'm just fucking around. They're wood spiders. Okay. So I've never seen white spiders in the woods.
Look it up.
No, I'm just saying. I've never seen white
spiders. Maybe they're more clear. But they're
chameleon
not...
spiders. Just blend to their
They're not black. Okay. Like, most spiders are black, right?
Not all spiders.
I don't know.
Spiders.
I'm scared of spiders.
It all depends on which area you live
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you're in Canada, I was trapped in
San Francisco, they have rainbow spiders.
East LA, they're all brown.
Lots of people swimming up there.
Is there anywhere there's not spiders?
China. The other ones in China.
China, they're all yellow.
Oh, no.
You guys are racist.
Charlotte's Web.
My spider sense is tingling. Oh, man.
What?
Nothing. My head's going to explode from all this back and forth. Coming out of
you. Like Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, that's
without
true.
The healing power.
She talks to them for a while and then she kills them.
Yeah.
Now,
you're like Dr. Dexter.
Oh.
Dexter Doolittle.
David is the first one
David.
That I've ever killed on purpose. I murdered him.
I murdered him.
In a bit of rage.
Say his eulogy. Go ahead.
David was a good spider. He crossed boundaries, though. And he deserved to die. Fuck him.
That's a shitty eulogy, right?
Fuck you!
Man, miss.
What?
Could at least respect him. He's dead.
I'm not going to make him out to be a martyr.
He was my nigger.
David was my nigger.
Did you name him after you killed him, or did you name him before you killed him?
Before. When we had a relationship.
Yeah, I asked her that a little while ago.
All right, did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you high?
Fabio was talking. Well,
what happened when other people got in the car with you?
If he came out, I introduced him. If he didn't,
she blew
I didn't
him.
Bother him. Again, we respected each other's space, and that's how our relationship worked.
How long was he in this car?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Like 2 months. He was in there forever, and he never left, and I was like, fuck it. He made this at home. Good for him.
Fucking right.
He got to see other parts of the world that he would never get to see if he stayed in one place. Yeah.
So he just hung out on your dash?
I guess he had a nest somewhere or something. Or like a web. I don't know how he ate, though. He must have, like, at night went out.
And then came back home when he was done?
Yeah.
How long was he living there?
Like 2 months.
2 years?
2 months?
Yeah.
You didn't feed him?
No. What
kind of fucking friend are you?
I'm independent. I expect my friends to be independent as well. Okay. Fend for yourself.
Did you guys discuss this, or?
No, we always had a mutual understanding.
Just making sure.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I just read an article that James Gandolfini was supposed to be in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, he's dead. That's why he's not there.
When it first started, He was going to be.
He didn't
character.
Die before it fucking started.
No, but they said that he declined it.
Yeah, he's probably sick of HBO. He did enough shit for HBO. Besides The Sopranos, he did like a couple HBO movies. Is that David in your bottle right there? She looked in her bottle after she took a swig. She's like,
"That tasted funny."
David pissed in your iced tea.
Fuck you, bitch.
Take that for squashing me, ho.
Fuck.
That's good news. He would have been on board. Could have been on Boardwalk. Could have.
That would have been cool, though.
Do you know who he was supposed to play?
No.
probably great-grandfather Soprano. I don't see how he could have
fit into the cast.
No, I could see that. I just don't see why he would have done another HBO show. Besides, at that point, after being, you know, probably the highest rated cable show ever.
Was
at
it?
At that time. Like, pay cable? Definitely. I mean, I can't see him playing second fiddle to Steve Buscemi.
Nah. Michael Pitt.
He's completely useless. I don't even know why you bring him up.
That's why I don't even watch the show anymore.
Well, you're stupid, because the show's better than when he was on it.
Is it?
I think so. I thought last week was fucking great.
Oh, new ones are on right now?
Huh?
New ones are on right now?
Yeah, where you been? You really did quit the show once that motherfucker died.
I did.
Well, it looks like his mom's slowly on her way out, too, which is nice.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's like, she's fucking at it. She's smacked up on heroin now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of Lucky?
No. Because of who?
Lucky Luciano?
No. No, she's a whore.
She's always a been a whore.
She was a whore. Yeah.
She's a slutty.
Michael and now she's bagging a dude from Office Space.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny seeing him in there? I'm just waiting for the other two to walk in suits at some point.
Which one?
Back up in your ass with the resurrection.
Samir Naga. Samir. Not going to work here anymore.
The pleasure was on this side of the table.
Who's from Office Space?
You never seen Office Space?
No, I mean, who's on Boardwalk Empire?
The main guy.
The main guy.
Oh,
Peter.
Cool.
Watch Gordon.
Is he
buddy.
A badass on it?
No, he's like a, I don't know, like a rich snobby dude.
Yeah, he really has no point.
Yeah,
on the
there's
show
no
right
point
now.
Yet. There's no relevance why he's on the show except for he's like the mom's new, I guess, sort of love interest. Like she's all up into him, and he's like.
Whatever.
When he's there, he's with her. When he's
how
not,
long
he's
has there. His character been on the show?
It's only like the fourth or fifth episode in the season.
Ooh, I might start watching it again.
I'm yeah, trying to bang this fucking brush. You want to help me out?
You're still like two seasons off, though.
I know.
So you need
I think
to catch up.
Well, then should
watch.
I though?
If you're going to watch it, nothing's going to make sense.
Is it worth it?
I just said it was good.
Should I not watch Breaking Bad and then watch Boardwalk Empire?
No. Okay. You watch Breaking Bad if it comes down to that.
It does.
Yeah. Priorities. Yes. Breaking Bad should be the next show.
It is.
Dexter.
It is the next show.
I'm dizzy.
I know. She's...
Sorry.
Juicy.
Yeah. Sounded good.
Sorry.
You sick cunt.
Jesus. That was highly offensive. I think there's too much moisture in the
air. I had terrible mucus coming out from inside my nose.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, don't hurt me.
Evil penises.
So any concerts in the near future? Are they within the next week or so?
I don't think so. I think I'm...
No? What, are you done for 2013?
I was going to try and make it to 100, but then I didn't want 100. To... 100 shows this year.
How many? Jeez. How far along are you?
76.
Wow, you've gone to 76 concerts? Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. What an unbelievable waste of fucking
fuck
time.
Fuck you! I'm not going to make it, though. I've in the past couple weeks, I've declined like 4 concerts. I'm like giving up.
So who was your favorite by far this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
No. No. I mean, my favorite of all time for this year.
Of all time.
Of 2013. Man, that's tough.
All the great concerts you go to, I know.
Shut up. I mean, the Rolling Stones was cool to see.
I'm surprised that's not number one, but go on.
It's not, but it was very fun. It was a really good time. I'm like drawing a blank of who I've even seen.
You don't even know who you've seen?
Oh, Deftones was a good one.
Deftones, okay.
Yeah, Deftones was a lot of fun.
Oh, those two you just named, would they be in your top 5?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Especially Deftones. Deftones was awesome.
But you can possibly come up with your number one at this moment, right?
No, probably not.
No.
Chevelle was good. Chevelle was really good. Yeah. It's like, that's the thing, and that's what's fucked up, is that this is the problem that I have. Is that when you ask a question like that, I should be able to fucking answer it. And I can't because I go to so many that shit just blurs. And that's what the problem is right now with me.
So you're saying this in general. So if I ask you any question, you should have an answer, especially if it's something that you have done or normally do, and you just draw a blank.
Yeah, because there's so much that it all blurs together. Like, that's not good. You're supposed to remember.
I do notice that about Miss, though. Every once in a while, we'll ask her a question, and she kind of does draw a blank.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now that's why.
Do you suck dicks?
Shut.
It's a question. It's a fair question.
But that's why I'm going to start taking a step back and appreciating everything a little bit more. And only going to stuff I really want to, not just everything.
Well, that's cool.
Like that. Blah, 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 blah.
You're looking at me. I don't even have a. What did I use? Mind control to fucking play that sound bite?
I got mind control.
I don't know why I thought it was you.
Yeah, fucking Jedi mind control.
Sorry.
My bad.
I'm going to a wedding in Cape May.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Yeah, thanks.
Relatives?
No. It's my friend's dad's brother.
A man who nobody gives a shit about.
That's awesome. Holy shit. Did you see that guy mowing the lawn at the Lincoln Memorial?
No.
Yeah.
Why would I see him? I'm here.
It's on BuzzFeed.
No. I don't come home and be like, yeah, let me turn on BuzzFeed.
Turn on BuzzFeed.
Well, what is it?
Website.
Yeah, whatever. Turn it on. Turn on the fucking computer. Go on BuzzFeed.
No. I don't like that.
I don't give a shit.
No.
I hate those damn things.
I don't know what I said. So there's a guy taking out the trash.
He's an asshole.
On the lawn. They asked him to stop.
Yeah, they're giving people tickets for going running in the parks and stuff.
Yeah, somebody in Valley Forge just got a ticket the other day. Valley Forge National Park, they were jogging through it, and they were like, you can't jog.
It's closed.
This shit's closed. Even though a road runs through it that you can drive on, you just can't stop.
I can't stop!
I love all these Tommy Boy.
I was watching that the other day, and I just fucking
lost it. It's like the best movie ever. I love it.
It's funny, but I just forgot how fucking funny it was. Well, this is coming from the girl who thinks Dumb and Dumber is not funny, so I can't. You're no longer credible in the movie department.
Your movie's downstairs.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah, you're no longer credible in the movie department.
See, this is why I fucking shamed myself.
Forget it. I should
have never told anybody. I'm going to watch it again and like it.
No, you can't do that.
You think that if I watch it enough, I'll like it?
No.
No.
Maybe I'll like the second one.
Force yourself to like it?
Yeah, I am.
Did you ever watch Dumber and Dumberer or whatever the fuck it was?
No, is that a prequel?
It's a prequel, yeah, and it doesn't have the original
guys. No, I heard it was horrible.
Well, compared to the like the original, yes, but it did have some funny moments. I will say this. The two guys that played Harry and yeah, they did a really good job. I think they their mannerisms and shit was down, but it's just not the same. You know,
the movie was fucking terrible.
I thought some parts were funny, like there's shit everywhere. Well, like, that made me laugh.
I mean, every comedy has some funny parts. It doesn't make it not terrible.
Yeah, but I could still watch the whole thing without stopping.
I can't.
Oh, I did. I was like, you know, I was able to sit through the whole thing
and finish it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe I'll try it.
It's nowhere. It's not even the same universe as the first one.
Well, if you didn't like Dumb and Dumber, you
yeah, you're never going to like this one.
But Tommy Boy's awesome. Tommy Boy's my favorite movie.
Tommy Boy has nothing to do with those movies.
But you just said I can't. You can't judge movies.
Well,
because
you're, it's like being in a room with an alien right now. Like, I don't know anyone who thinks Dumb and Dumber isn't funny.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I think there's
something wrong with
you. Had bad.
Yeah, they weren't going to do the second one. They weren't going to do this second one. But
this was like a long time people, in the making.
People right? are like begging them to do it.
So. I like Tommy Boy. So I like sarcastic humor. Like, I don't like stupid as much.
I got you.
You know? And not that kind of
stupid. How ironic.
Like, not as
ironic, don't you think?
Coming like, from the mayor.
Like, stupid. Tommy Boy's stupid. Tommy Boy's kind of stupid, but I love that because it's like this innocent, cute thing. You know what I mean?
And it wasn't as stupid as the Great White Ninja. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Beverly Hills
Beverly
Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja, yeah.
Yeah, that, I didn't like that one that much.
It's another movie I can sit through.
No, I've watched it multiple times.
I can watch anything that has Chris Farley
yeah.
in it.
Yeah. Easy.
I mean, I'll watch any Saturday Night Live rerun that has Chris Farley in it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's the man.
There's not, like, Matt Foley, the motivational mm-hmm. speaker. That shit.
Down by the river.
Down by the river. He's the man. I yeah. miss him.
Why don't you shut your yapper? And who else was it? Those little skits he used to do with Adam Sandler.
When they were girls?
I well, that yeah, one, the, yeah, the girls in the what was it, the Gap? They were gonna
yeah.
Lay off me, I'm starving. And even when he was playing Adam Sandler's husband, because Adam Sandler was in a dress.
Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa.
It was vice versa.
Yeah.
Chris
and he was
Carly
like grabbing his inner thigh, and Adam Sandler starts laughing. That's the best part about the old Saturday Night Lives.
They always
when they could
away.
Not hold in their laughter. That's the shit that was the funniest to me.
Oh, yeah.
And every time Chris Farley was on, at least one of those guys, one of those cast members in that skit would start laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Any one of them. Like the... Did you ever see the – you had to because it's like the probably the biggest SNL moment for Chris Farley was when he did the Chippendales dance against
– Oh, yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you notice the judges, one of them just – they could not keep it together.
Yeah, they just had their head down.
They were being real serious, and then at one point, one guy turns, puts his head down. You can see his like shoulders like kicking up, you know, because he knows – it's too fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because at this point, he's like sweating his hips and shit. His titties are bouncing.
And he got guy like this.
Right. That shit is so fucking funny, man.
He was so
funny. It's real tragic, too. Like, his whole, like...
I know.
Not just the ending, but, like, this poor bastard. The only reason why he kept doing drugs was because he was lonely.
Yeah.
And he said... He even said that he could have never done SNL if he wasn't on heroin or cocaine. Or both.
Holy shit.
So, like, the majority of the time you've seen him on SNL, he was high on either coke or heroin.
Heroin's talented.
Right? Hey, made Artie funny for years. Now he's off of it. You don't hear of him anymore.
Yeah, right. I watch his show.
I know nothing about it.
He has a show.
I know. I know nothing about it. I've never seen it. Where is it at?
It's on DirecTV. You would like it.
It's on radio, too, but...
It's on XM.
What's it, like a talk show?
Yeah.
It's like a... It's like, yeah, sports. A lot of sports.
No, you would like it. It's funny. The guy who co-hosts it with him is really good.
You should play for the Eagles.
Who? Yeah. Ricky something.
No. He was a fullback at one point.
Waters?
John Ritchie.
There you go.
John Ritchie. Yeah, that's it.
The guy that's all fucked up?
I don't think he's fucked up.
Wait, who's... Who's the fullback that's all fucked up that played for the Eagles? The one that's got the ALS.
Oh.
Whatever it is.
John Ritchie. Who was the other one?
I thought it was John Ritchie for
John Ritchie, now. No, he's cool. He's
no, he's
really
all
good.
Fucked up. He's like, he's in a wheelchair. He's yeah. all thin and meek and shit.
Hi, Artie.
We should take a commercial break.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
What happened to him?
Turner. Kevin Turner.
That's right.
What happened to Kevin Turner?
Dude, he looks fucking terrible. Yeah, he's fucked up. Man.
What happened?
He's got that Lou Gehrig's or something.
I really fucking hope he got Lou Gehrig's.
I was thinking of that. I didn't even think about that part of it. Yeah, he's fucking. You see how thin he is now?
What's Lou Gehrig? No, I mean, like, what does it entail? I know it's a disease.
It's a disease where you end up looking like Lou Gehrig.
And you hit home runs, too. It makes you hit home runs. Bombs.
Is it, like, a neurological disease? Is it a nervous system disease?
Your body basically, everything in your body deteriorates but your brain.
That's
your brain's still sharp as a fucking tack. Which, if you got it, Lou Gehrig's, you'd be
call it a life.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
No, seriously, it's fucked up. It's a real fucked up.
It sounds it. Is there?
There's no cure yet.
Is there treatment?
But it just slows it down a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, wheelchair and a drill. Copy.
I've seen some of the later stages on TV, and they literally have a tube that just is connected to their stomach the entire time, and that's how they feed them. They basically are feeding directly to their stomach because their muscles don't work anymore. They can't swallow anymore.
How do you get this disease?
I don't think they know.
What?
Hey, Lou Gehrig's? How do you get cancer?
By
smoking. What about if you don't smoke? What? You know, what about the regular people that just get it?
Because of all the things that you ingest, the chemicals in the air. Yeah,
probably.
Missy had a theory about cancer before by ingesting the dead people from 9/11.
Oh,
that's how they got cancer.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Good one.
How do you feel about that now, Miss?
You think that's in the top 10 of stupidest things you've ever said?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
You are just over the line of mental retardation.
Yeah, that was bad. But it was a good theory in hindsight. It's not as good.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to defend myself.
You're trying. It seems like a lot of football players are getting them right now because it's all from taking
blows.
Yeah, from taking hits to the head, like concussions and stuff, eventually lead to that.
Why would your brain be?
That's what the irony of it is. I think
that
it's
is ironic,
funny,
literally.
That's the only thing not to go. Like they feel even when they lose the power of speech and everything else, they still can remember shit. And it's like they're trapped in their own body. Their mind is trapped in their body. Oh, I hope I didn't open Pandora's box with that line.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Is there a worse fucking disease to get?
Probably not.
Why do they name it after him? Is he the first person who got it?
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least he was the first one to bring it to light. Is he the first person who got it? No, Babe Ruth, I think, got it first.
He created it.
But he was such a scumbag, they didn't want to name it.
Right.
First of all, that is total fucking bullshit.
Okay.
I don't know what's worse than Lou Gehrig's.
That's weird because your body is, or your brain is what sends the receptacles out. They're like, yo.
Oh, my God.
So your brain sends the Decepticons out. Go ahead.
Okay. If your brain is sending out, and bear with me.
The tentacles?
Yeah, bear with it.
Stay stupid.
I'm trying to.
Your brain controls your body.
Right.
So your brain's telling your body to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your brain.
My brain is telling my body to jump out the fucking window.
Your brain tells
you, dumb bitch.
What the fuck? Your brain tells you to speak. Your brain tells you to move your hands, stand up, everything.
So when shit starts dying, it's because your brain's like, stop.
I just gave her the jazz hands. My brain told me to do this, miss.
So when your brain is evil.
What?
Evil brain. No, like, okay.
Fuck you, science!
Your brain, Fabio.
Yes, I'm listening.
Is telling your foot to die. Like, if your foot just crumbles up.
What did my foot do to my brain?
And how does your foot just crumble up?
I lost my shoe. Holy fucking shit.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea what she means.
Jeez. You're worthless and weak.
You're out of your fucking mind.
My penis falls off.
Oh my god.
So go ahead. Your brain tells your foot to
crumble.
No,
no, I don't.
That's where you left off. Go ahead. And go.
You weirdo fuck.
Once I said it, I knew it didn't make any sense.
What's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard? You're a moron.
So you gotta go in a wheelchair. Why?
Why? Because you can't move your fucking legs.
Cause I'm why?
Because I'm lazy.
Why?
Why can't you move your legs?
Because you have fucking Lou Gehrig's disease. Because
your brain.
No!
Wait a minute. Who are you asking about the wheelchair? I'm confused.
The disease that puts you in a wheelchair.
She's asking the disease about the wheelchair.
So disease, what is the reason?
I can't feel my legs!
The disease.
Mm.
Lou Gehrig.
Mm-hmm.
He...
Just call it ALS. I think that's what...
Yeah. It's ALS.
Yeah.
ALS. Why is it called ALS? Wait, what does it mean?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I feel like they're going to answer all my questions.
Are you fucking calling them?
What is all right, ALS
whatever
mean?
You want to call it. Lou Gehrig, ALS, whatever. Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS.
Why does your body start shutting down? Does a piece of your brain... You said the brain stays
Your
fine.
Body just deteriorates, literally deteriorates. Like, all your nerves and whatever, your muscles, they
deteriorate. But it's neurological, you said.
I didn't say that. I said your brain is the only thing that stays sharp. All I said was your mind is trapped in your body.
The parts of your brain that control, like, your movements, your motor skills, is probably deteriorated.
Okay, so
I mean,
like
I don't know. This is just my guess.
Okay. See, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah, but you went into, like, brain is evil, and your brain makes your foot crumble, and...
Your brain is killing the rest
right.
of your body.
Yeah.
Way to go, a-hole!
You weren't explaining it.
What was I saying that led you to all that, though? I thought it was pretty general about it. You just went into, like, this...
No, I was dead serious.
The disease-spreading whore.
Oh, Jesus.
You're dumb.
Oh, fuck.
Patience with God.
I can't anymore.
My mom is the former governor of Alaska.
I am going to look it up, though.
Break the beans!
I'm going to look it up.
I want pizza.
Yeah, you should look it up. It is a really fucked up disease to have. I would take anything else, I think, over that. I don't know if there was anything else that I could consider worse.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It really is. You should see some of these poor motherfuckers that are on.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Like, I was watching...
This is my wheelchair! There are many like it, but this one is mine!
ASL?
ALS.
ALS, dude.
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 American League semifinals.
Whoa.
This past Sunday, I was watching Sunday NFL Countdown... Mm-hmm. And they were showing the dude from the Saints, the guy that blocked the punt. Yeah.
Steve Gleason.
And they showed him from a couple years ago when he was still talking. Now he's completely lost his speech. Mm-hmm. So he does that thing where he looks at the computer and picks the words that he wants to say.
That's all that
and they had the before he lost his speech, they actually had him record his own voice to make his voice speak through the computer. So he was interviewing Pearl Jam, and yeah, I thought that was cool. But at the same time, it was kind of funny because he made Eddie Vedder cry.
He did. I didn't see that.
Well, he was asking him because the whole reason why Steve Gleason is breaking his balls to do all this is because he wants to leave like some sort of like memory for his son to not forget who his dad. Because his son's like 2 years old or something. Yeah. And he'll be dead in a couple of years. So he wants his son to remember him, to look back at the videos and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So he was asking Eddie Vedder, because Eddie Vedder never knew his father, what do you wish you did know about your dad or whatever? And yeah, Eddie Vedder like broke down into tears, and it was like awkward. It's funny.
Ah, poor you.
Yeah, right.
This is Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. And I'm crying right now in front of Steve Gleason.
Nobody gives a shit.
Hello?
Why don't you ask Jeremy? Unlike Steve Gleason, he spoke in class today.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Whatever.
Fuck you, Dad! He's an asshole.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys. Did a nice little...
It's all you, Melissa.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, girl.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Make sure that you go to iTunes and subscribe to us, rate us, leave awesome messages.
Rape us.
Don't rape
Thank
us.
Thank you I very like much. Rape. Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
That was quick.
That's it.
That's a hell of an it. That's a hell of an outro. You couldn't do that piece of shit last
week. No, I was like so. I was like, I don't know what to say.
That was 14 seconds long.
My face is going to explode.
I was like nervous because I was like, I kept wanting to repeat the intro. I'm like,
I wish you would have.
And I'm like,
hey, welcome everybody to the Jersey Jerk Show. Leave us a rating. Subscribe to our Facebook and is that it? Are we done?
Right.
Yeah. Right. And our number is
1-800
Whatever.
All right.
Whatevs. Whatevs. Obs.
Bye, nigga! Bon voyage, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.